Part 4, Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. Meaning that, to be largely separate.
In the U.S., where there are many different races, only 3% of all marriages are between blacks and whites, meaning that the races are still largely separate in marriage.
2. To look beyond the physical appearance.
You should be able to look beyond the physical appearance and see what sort of a person he or she is, whether they're selfish or selfless, whether they're kind, caring.
3. To lay the blame for.
In fact, I think we can probably lay the blame for the high percentage of divorces. It's a third, I think, now, isn't it?
4. To bring them together as one until death do them part.
They say their wedding vows which bring them together as one. They promise to love and cherish each other until death do them part.
5. To end up.
And anyway, we ended up living together and still are.
And it just seems so amazing that, you know, we were both from the same thing and we started chatting and ended up being together.
6. To feel choked by the bitter of disappointment.
I squared my shoulders and saluted and held out the book to the woman. Even though while I spoke, I felt choked by the bitterness of my disappointment.
7. To raise the roof.
Remember how angry you got when my ex-girlfriend called the other day? I thought you were gonna raise the roof.
8. To report a lost wallet.
I guess I'll take it to the police station and see if anyone's reported a lost wallet.
9. To make definite, strict, harsh rules.
These parents made definite rules. They were strict, but not harsh.
10. To correct one's behavior by rewards, punishment.
They corrected their son's behavior by rewards, not by punishment.
11. To vent one's anger on, upon.
I use any excuse to vent my anger on anybody. Sleepless nights, I'm full of anger, and my anger does not ebb away unless I use a thing or somebody to vent it upon.
12. To set out to fail.
No one sets out in life to fail.
13. To shed light onto.
There is no simple answer to that question, but here are a few thoughts that might shed some light onto this very complex issue.
14. To be blessed with.
Humans are blessed with the ability to think into the future.
15. One's words are one's bond.
Is your word your bond?
16. To set one's heart on.
Sammy Gittau found a prospectus leaflet for Manchester University discarded in a dustbin in Nairobi and set his heart on going there.
17. To come close to death.
He sold drugs, was beaten and attacked, and once came close to death after a drugs overdose.
18. To come to mind. To pop a question to...
The one that instantly came to mind when you popped this question to me was somebody who lives in Harpenden.
19. To thrust upon, at the very threshold of...
Many of the leading businessmen of Pittsburgh had a serious responsibility thrust upon them at the very threshold of their career.
20. Be apt to.
He who carries three baskets must put one on his head, which is apt to tumble and trip him up.
21. To cheat out of.
Lastly, be not impatient, for as Emerson says, no one can cheat you out of ultimate success but yourselves.